Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. We have a special guest in the studio today. His name is Mario Callens. You might have heard of him. He has his own band. He's really into music. He's a musician, right, Mario?
That would be correct, yes.
Right. Thanks for coming to the studios today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, we've been trying to get together for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. I first saw Mario at the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, what, maybe 2 years ago?
Actually it was last year.
Last year, too.
Yep.
And, man, he is one talented guy. He can really sing. So we've asked him to come in, and we'll have a special announcement we're going to make here in a little bit. So, Mario, what kind of music do you play?
Well, I'm kind of into, outlaw country, mostly from the 70s and 80s.
Outlaw country?
Yeah.
So what is that specifically, outlaw country?
Okay, so it's a little hard to describe, but I guess it was just a small group of country musicians that had went through the 1950s and 60s of the suit and tie generation of people, and country music wasn't quite, it was still very not modern, right. I guess is the word for it. And so they wanted to be like the crowd they were playing to, so, they partied hard, and they sang even harder.
Rebel cowboys,
yeah,
or rebel
outlaws,
music.
Yeah, outlaws. They outlawed against the Nashville style of doing the
traditional
uptight kind of crowd. They grew their hair long. And
okay, so what kind of musicians do you look up to then?
I'm kind of into that same group where Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Jesse Coulter. I don't sing any Jesse Coulter, but they're all from that era, but we like to go newer too sometimes, but like into the 90s, mm-hmm. We do some Garth Brooks or Alan Jackson or George Strait. They're all good names, and we play a very
the old
variety.
Country.
Yep.
The old country guys and ladies, right?
Oh, yeah. Ladies love outlaws.
Is Dolly Parton considered an outlaw cowboy?
I don't know
probably
about that
not.
One. Probably not.
But she's been around a long time. I like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're raised and education, and how you got started in music.
Well, I grew up by St. Leo, Minnesota area. And on a farm out there, just 24 small acres, and we survived, just working hard and baling hay and pitching manure and whatever we thought we could to do or pay the bills, it's just a small community life, and it
How did you get interested in music then?
Well, my family, and there's 9 of us kids.
Oh, wow.
And, my eldest sister, or the oldest in the family, she she had an instinct. Mom used to sing to us when we were little, so we got the music blood early on. And, we had a band, the family band. We were pretty well known around this area. And for county fairs and whatnot, and it all went good that way. But I was pretty young when the band ended. I would have been around 2010. 11.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's kind of how it came into being. And as for myself as a solo artist, I guess that time period came around when I was 13. I started playing the guitar more regularly and started playing for church festivals and small stuff.
Yep. Okay. All right. So tell us how'd that lead up to today then. What do you got going today?
Well, so what's going on is I've been writing a few songs, and we've only gotten one recorded so far. And I'll mention about that in a little bit.
Yep.
But, We're really excited about it.
So you put a band together then?
Yep.
Okay, and what's the band called?
The band's called the Midwest Cowboys.
Okay, and that's been around for how long?
We've been together, all of us, I should say, for about a little over a year now. And the band started a couple years before that. And I just played for many different events just by myself before that. So about 4 years we've kind of...
Okay. Who's in the band? Who's in the Midwest Cowboys then?
All right. So, well, I got myself on, and there's...
Lead singer?
Yes, okay. Lead singer, lead guitarist, manager, I guess, currently.
Okay.
Orchestrator. But yeah, no, I got Claren entered the band first. She's my bass player.
Okay.
And Claren Novotny.
Novotny, yep. Okay.
And yeah, she does a great job. And then.
Where's she from?
She is from Minnesota. Okay. She lives in town there. And. She teaches, I believe, math at the Catholic school in Minnesota there. And, yeah, she joined a while back, and we've been playing together ever since. Now, we got her father involved at a show sometime, and he started playing drums for us. And he's been with us for not quite as long time, but he's definitely
good.
A good drummer.
He's part of the Midwest Cowboys. What was his name?
Bruce Novotny.
Bruce, okay. So that's Claren's dad then, you said?
Yep.
Okay. So it's just you three?
Just us three. It's a three-piece.
Tell us a little bit about that record you recorded. You write your own songs.
Yeah, so...
What's it about?
Well, this song, it's about beer drinking and... heartbroken sorrow, I guess, as far as a man's life goes. I mean, that's what most country is about, if it's actually country music at all. You know, it's a good song, and you know, the studio engineer thinks it's a great song, and producer and whatnot, so we're hoping it does good. But yeah, I wrote it last year, and didn't get a chance to record it until this winter.
Okay. So. What's the song called?
It's called Coors Banquet.
Coors, like the beer Coors?
The beer Coors Banquet, okay. Yeah. That'd be correct.
All right. Is the song your experiences or what?
Yes, it's from personal experience with that. It's as the song goes, it says it's my favorite, and it sure as heck is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So, so you like writing songs?
I do. You know, I'm still learning. It's a challenge. You know, when you, as a musician, you hear every other song that's ever been written. So, you feel like everything's been written about, but everybody has a unique and different story.
Okay.
You know, so, but yeah, it's a song that came from my heart, and, We're hoping it does. Okay.
Are people able to purchase it yet? Or
not yet. Okay. We're hoping to get it out on Spotify and all streaming platforms like Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon.
Good.
You know, so we're hoping that we can do that here eventually after the copy gets back to me from the studio. So.
Okay. Where did you go to get it recorded?
We went to Watertown, South Dakota, to get it recorded in a studio. I believe the name is called It's All About the Music. And, yeah, so.
Do a good job with recording then.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Good. Yep. It's coming along. You know, we definitely had our challenges, but it all went through great. So.
Do you have any dreams there, Mario?
Well,
Nashville calling?
Maybe. Eventually, if it leads to that, and I get a call to go there, or whatever happens, I suppose. I guess the biggest thing right now is we're trying to get established, get the foundation laid for a brighter future in the music industry as well. But, you know, it's coming along, and...
Well, I really enjoyed listening to you. A few places you've been. I know you've been into the Madison Mercantile.
Yeah.
And what you think about that stage?
Kind of personal? Yeah, it's I liked the lights. That was a we've never had a show with flood or
stage lights.
Yeah, green floodlights on us. That was
green floodlights.
Yeah, well, I think they changed colors. Yeah. I don't really remember, but no, it was a good audience, and we liked this. Yeah. We liked the establishment owner and everything. So.
You told me earlier one of your best shows was in Mineota.
Yeah, yep.
I know you played at the Legion there and the City Hall Bar and Grill.
Yep. We play, not so much so recently, but we play quite a bit at City Hall every once in a while. And, the Legion actually, we just did that one time. And it just everything seemed to fall into place right for that show. Things, equipment didn't break down.
Right.
Things like that,
Yep. Well, we got some big news because we invited Mario to bring his band into the studio this coming Monday, in April 22nd, I believe it is.
Yep.
And so Mario and the Midwest Cowboys will be in the studio live. We're going to do a live show, just like the old radio days, right?
That is correct.
We're going to do old country, and we're going to do old radio.
Yeah.
Monday, 8 o'clock. Right?
8 o'clock.
And so everyone tune in for that here on Q92. This coming Monday, Mario and Claren and Bruce will be here. And you'll be playing your new song?
Yes, we will be.
Right. What other songs can the listeners expect?
Well, if you're into outlaw country or millennial country, as opposed to, Johnny Lee, and we do a very... wide variety of music, and even sometimes cut into some CCR depending on the way I'm feeling at the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that this coming Monday then, Mario, and we're on the internet, we're online. Tell your friends and your relatives worldwide that they can tune in to Q92 or KLQPFM.com and listen online Monday night, 8 o'clock. That's when we play our old country every Monday through Friday here on Q92. It's really well received. But, we've had people in here live before, but not lately. So this will be fun.
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
I am a very excited person.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thanks, Mario, for coming in the studio.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Mario Callens from the Midwest Cowboys. Once again, this Monday night, 8 o'clock, right here on Q92. Tune in for that.